on this segment of Access Indy. You know that Frito-Lay has a strong presence here in our city. And with this company, not only do you think of great snacks, but you think of great Super Bowl commercials. And you know what? It's time for the Doritos Crash the Super Bowl contest. It's that time now. You got to get thinking of it right now so that by the time Super Bowl gets here, you are thoroughly entertained. And Jeannie Cho, who is the Director of Marketing for Frito-Lay North America, is here on the line to talk about, hey, Crash the Super Bowl. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
How does the Doritos brand manage this huge contest year after year after year and make it so much better every year?
Well, you know, Doritos is a brand about, you know, empowering our fans to live boldly and giving our fans opportunities to do so. And with Crash the Super Bowl, you know, we're just giving people the opportunity to have their work seen by over 100 million people. And that's how we got started. And as our fans have risen to the challenge and we've learned more of what they wanted, we just have been giving them more and more opportunities. So we started giving away, you know, $1 million, the kind of money that could change people's lives and fund their projects. And then we started giving them connections in the industries. And as we've grown with the program and grown with what our fans are wanting, I'm just so pleased to, you know, announce that this year our prize is even bigger. The winner will, with the most votes this year, will not only get aired on the Super Bowl, they'll be guaranteed $1 million, but they're also going to have a dream job at Universal Pictures working on site for a full year with some of the best in the industry.
Wow. So you really, really are upping the ante, and people will get a chance to walk away from the opportunity growing their craft.
Absolutely. And you know, that's our goal, and that's what is resonating with our fans. It's just a great way to engage with our fans and have a real conversation. You know, and at the end of the day, no one knows our brand like our fans do.
Yeah, we know that crunch and we know those flavors. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What kind of people do you look for, or what kind of creative people do you look for to join up for this contest to compete?
You know, the great thing about the contest is that really anyone can submit their idea for an ad. This is the second year where it's a global contest. You know, and really the contest is about showing us your passion for Doritos. So we find that the best ads are, you know, just doing just that, you know, showing us your passion, doing it with creativity and originality, and, you know, a little bit of humor never hurts.
All right. Now, let's talk some guidance, because we know we've got different senses of humor that are all over the landscape and all over the spectrum. Can you give the listeners some tips for making their homemade spot something that may, you know, really catch your eye?
You know, so to your point, yeah, humor is a really personal thing, and certainly across the globe we would see a range. And I think that's what's a great thing about the contest, is it allows people to show us their idea and their originality and creativity. And honestly, I think that's the best tip is, you know, if you have an idea, make sure that comes through. Show us your passion. Throw in a bit of humor that, you know, if you watch Super Bowl, you know that humor does really resonate. And, you know, take a chance and submit your ad.
Okay. You know, the next day after the Super Bowl, we consistently see these Dorito spots mark very high in folks who sat there and watched the Super Bowl, because we know the truth is there are some folks that are really attracted to the football and they're pulling for their team, but there are folks that are only watching the Super Bowl for the ads. How is it that Doritos is having these great Super Bowl ads year after year? How is that working out for you, and what are you striving for next?
I mean, we love to hear you say that, you know, Doritos is a big part of the Super Bowl, you know, ad talk after the Super Bowl. That's
experience
huge for us. And we owe it all to the fans. And, you know, every single ad we've shown in the last 8 years is from a fan created. And, you know, the same thing is happening this year. We are inviting everyone to submit their idea, and we owe it all to them to make it an awesome year.
Are there any age restrictions?
So you need to be 18 or older. All the rules are available on Doritos.com. Check it out. And the deadline submission is for November 9th.
Okay. And tell me about your winning spot last year. Kind of tell me, refresh my memory.
So our winning spot was made by Ryan Anderson. It was called Time Machine. If you recall, it was a little boy inside a cardboard box that he had made as a time machine. A gentleman came up and they sort of played a trick on him. And an older gentleman came out and he said, "Oh, Jimmy, you look so old."
And tell me about what his experience has been like. I mean, I'm quite sure you've stayed in touch with him a little bit during the year. Yeah, what did this experience do for him to come out as the winner?
You know, as part of this year's contest in February, we were able to offer both the ads, both the finalists of folks that we aired on the Super Bowl, an opportunity to work on set with Marvel on the Avengers project. And that's still ongoing, so I can't talk about that. But we're just thrilled to be able to offer that opportunity and give people, you know, a chance to work with the best in the industry.
Okay, so he was able to go on and do some other things. That's pretty cool. So I knew that was coming up for this year's contest and getting folks involved, and that's a part of the enticement. But, you know, it's been working in practice for last year's winner as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, how can folks enter?
Well, come to Doritos.com, check out the official rules, submit your 30-second ad. You can see all the file formats there. We have toolkits available in terms of, you know, our assets, our logos and things. And just make sure you submit by November 9th.
November 9th, people. You heard it. That's their big deadline date. And, you know, Hoosiers have great ideas. And so I think we should get a lot of entries from this particular market, from right here in the city and across the state. I thank you so much for spending some time with us today and telling us about the opportunity, because I think some folks kind of know that they can enter these Dorito spots online when they have an idea. But I don't think that there's ever been like this serious push from our audience to do so. So I'd like to see some creativity, some diversity from our Access Indie audience. Get those cameras out and get rolling, because Doritos is waiting for you. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. If you have an idea, take a chance, submit it. You might win $1 million.
All right. She is Jenny Cho. She is the director of marketing for Frito-Lay North America. And you heard it from her. Doritos crashed the Super Bowl contest, and it's your chance to win $1 million grand prize and a dream job in Hollywood. Thanks for joining me, Jeannie.
Thank you so much.
I'm Kim Wells, and this is Access Indy on 106.7 WTLC. Stay close.